That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
There's a lot of Bubba stuff on here.
Yeah, it's you know, we watch our show and then it just starts going on to other shows.
Oh, it just bleeds into the other
show. Yeah, you know, YouTube okay. Just fucking takes you down a hole.
Hold on, I got to get in character.
Okay.
Even though it's still just me. There you go.
You good? You in character?
Yeah. It's still just me, though.
What the hell is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Operation Pigmentation episode.
Yeah.
Is this five? What? Who is eating?
No, this is called smacking.
Craig. You're like a toddler, man. You come in here, I turn around, I don't know where you are. Then you're getting
pissed.
Then you're getting into water, and then I heard you were talking shit about the water.
Yeah, I was, because who buys Member's Marks? Was it free?
What is it? Member? What's the water called?
Member's Mark.
Member's Mark. I don't know.
That's Sam's Club.
Okay, you know what?
You know what? I changed my mind. It was delicious.
Okay.
All right, now let's start the podcast.
Oh, we already started. Rio, did you have any water?
No.
You good? Rio got his car back from when it got all fucked up from the DUI, and the DUI was not really what you think. It was the telephone pole jumped out in front of your car was what happened, right, Rio?
Exactly what happened.
Man, so you got your ride back. So how you feeling now? On top of the world?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about that. Yeah, man.
All right, listen. I want to start with, we've had some serious show drama over the past couple of days. It all kind of stems back to the podcast that we did a couple of weeks ago when I didn't change out Anna's microphone, and then she had an issue with it. And then Bubba came on the podcast last week, and I'm sure you guys don't remember this. We were kind of talking about it, and then Bubba goes, "She is racist. That's why she had a problem with it. She's racist." So I don't remember if you guys do that, but then she got upset that Bubba called her racist. Anyways, through a whole bunch of things that I'll catch you guys up on later, she doesn't work here anymore. Bubba let her go. So a lot of people are blaming me for her not being here anymore by saying that if I would have just changed out the microphone, it wouldn't have been a huge deal. How do you guys feel about this, that Anna's gone from the show now and that people are blaming me for her leaving because I didn't change the microphone out?
I call bullshit.
And who are we calling the bullshit on?
Everybody who's blaming it on you.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. So,
because it's bullshit, because simple fact of the matter is, I mean, she was just not a team player.
She was just, here's the thing. It's that I understand being a germaphobe because I'm a germaphobe, but you got to be a consistent germaphobe. So if you are going to roll around with people at Taekwondo and
on a mat,
and then you're rolling around with other human beings getting who knows what on you, if you're cool with that, I feel like we should be cool if for some reason I don't change out a microphone.
Haven't you guys had porn stars in it before?
Yeah, it's a...
So somebody who's had a gazillion dicks in their mouth...
Yes.
...has used this microphone, and at times, she never said anything.
Well, I don't know if anybody that's had a gazillion dicks in their mouth has used it recently, but in the grand scheme of things, like in how radio really works is you just have the same microphone, people use it, you know, that come in the studio every day. Bubba has the luxury of having some extra microphones, so I just didn't really think about it, but even if I did think about it, I didn't believe it was a big deal for you guys to use it. But ultimately, you guys using the microphone and me not changing it out led to the demise of Anna. So that's what I'm dealing with right now, so I just wanted to catch you guys up.
I think that was something that she let slip out. It was like a bone came out of her closet.
People are saying...
And then they are saying that it's your fault and maybe it's our fault or maybe we started it. But bottom line is, she went against the team.
Now, people were saying that, you know, it's a big accusation to have, you know, being called a racist, at least as a white guy. I don't know if, you know, in your world, if somebody calls you a racist, I don't even know if you guys get accused of that shit at all. But, you know.
We do, but it's not a big deal.
Right. It's not a big deal. Otto was very, very upset. And I get it. Being called a racist, there's really no way to defend yourself. I want to ask you guys, what's a racist to you? Would a racist be somebody that didn't want to talk into a microphone after you used it? Is it somebody that wants to see, you know, all black people, you know, kicked off the face of the earth? Like, where does racism kind of start with you guys?
That's a good question, Seth.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great
question.
With
me, it's just kind of a, you don't like me because of the color of my skin or something like that. But I don't really get into the whole pettiness of the whole racism thing. You either don't like me or you don't. If you don't like me, fuck you. If you do like me.
But shouldn't you be judging that on the person's character?
There's a lot of other things going on in this world right now that, I mean, you know, racism is definitely a issue, but I try not to make it an issue in my everyday life.
Oh, and I get that. I just, you know, it was something that's been a kind of a heavy topic on the show.
Right.
And I wanted to ask you guys.
Okay. And then with the whole Anna deal, I don't even know her.
Either.
Know what I mean? I don't know her personally. I don't know her at all. I just know just of the situation where we just come in here and the whole mic deal where she don't want nobody using her mic. And I mean, I can understand to
funny.
A certain ordeal, but again, I don't know her. I don't know how she interacts or who she interacts with.
I told her too. I said, listen, I go, even if these guys, even if they think that you're racist, I go, they don't care. I was
like we really wouldn't
at
give
all.
A damn.
Right.
We don't give
at
two
all.
Fucks.
That's right.
like for
I've
real.
Never met her.
Right. That's what I said. I go, listen, I go, these guys, they wouldn't care, even if you were. And she's like, you don't know that. And I was like, I feel like, you know, at least I'm happy you guys confirmed
it. Okay, so first of all, for her to say that after you said that, why did that matter? Because somewhere down in there, she may be a little bit racist.
Listen.
See,
I'm,
that right there is like a telltale sign when you're still concerned about, you don't know that about them. First of all, we're not racist at all. We invite anybody to the barbershop.
Oh, anybody, the
any
money.
And everybody.
It's money, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody has hair.
Green is the only thing that matters.
And when it comes
only
to
color.
Other things than that, like for real, it's about judging someone on their character.
Right.
Like, you know, if you're just a dick or a prick or a racist, like you're just not a nice person.
Right.
You know, and you have the dumbest quality of, I hate this person because of their color.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what you spend your life on.
And you guys are unfazed by that, right?
Yeah, that's like a waste of time. No. I mean, like, for real, because bottom line is the people that really hate the other color or this and that, bottom line is they're just mad they're not that color.
Can I tell you all the As a Jewish person right now, I'm very scared because
isn't it Passover?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I got to go to my mom's house for Passover Seder Friday.
What do y'all eat?
Don't y'all eat good food?
No,
for Passover,
no. Let me.
Yeah,
it's
like,
fucking
what
bullshit,
is it?
Guys.
Come on, man. It's
guys,
what do you
some
call
kind of
bullshit?
Guys, I'll read it. My mom sent out a menu. Hold on. I'll
we
let you know.
Taste.
It's Jewish food is not strong.
It so, can't.
Is it similar to Greek food?
I wish, man.
Greek food is great.
I was going to say, Greek food is fucking delicious.
All right, so let me look it up.
Greek.
You guys are going to ask me what some stuff is. This holiday.
Mazel tov.
All right, we got, here's what my mom's making for Passover. Brisket.
That sounds good.
Delicious.
Okay, but when I used to eat brisket, it was so fucking dry.
Come on, man. There's no such thing.
Come on, Craig. It was so dry. Oh,
there's no such thing as a dry brisket.
My parents didn't know how to do it. But now they cook chicken because I don't eat brisket anymore. So there's brisket and chicken. All right, there's going to be a set.
Is the brisket still going to be dry?
Oh, fuck yeah.
So I need to bring barbecue
sauce. How are
y'all
cooking the chicken?
I don't, Rio, I don't, I get there and the food's there. Like, I don't know.
I mean, is it going to be baked chicken? Is it going to be fried? Is it going to be like some kind of Jesus chicken?
Chicken breast. Yeah,
it's going to probably be a chicken breast.
Where
is it coming from? Like the honey baked ham
is it
company?
Be prepared in olive oil and Jesus wine.
We're trying
something?
To make it. Yeah. What's
guys, I'll
are you going to cook it in the blood of Christ?
I'll keep it.
Mama Seth, we want food. We want to taste the
I
food.
I definitely want to partake in the drinking of the blood of Christ, because I think that's going to be something good.
All right,
there.
Listen, it's just some red wine that we drink, but I know if you guys.
Where does that come from?
The red wine?
Yeah, is it like Publix brand? It comes from Christ. Good?
Yeah, it comes from Christ, and then it comes from, I don't think we drink the blood of Christ,
guys,
Rio.
Do you guys know that Snoop Dogg and Dre have a gin and juice in a can?
Yes.
Drink?
Yes.
Did you know that?
I didn't know
that. I did.
Yeah, I just found out last night.
How do you feel? I feel like, I don't want to use the term sellout because I hate that, but it seems like neither one of them needed to do that. I mean, money's money. Dre's a billionaire, but it seems like you're...
At the same time, them doing that is passing the wealth to other people. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
giving there's people more work. People involved than just them.
Yeah, right. So I mean, at this point in their career, I mean, like, what the fuck? It's just a stream of income.
Yeah, well,
even if it is just because, believe it or not, what do you think is going to take off forever? Like,
Beats by Dre took off, you know? I mean, I'm sure nobody thought that was going to be a billion-dollar company.
But I don't think they will be drinking Dr. Dre's gin and juice 10 years from now.
Have you tried it yet?
No, I haven't.
Are you interested at all?
I don't drink gin.
It's in a can. It's like pre-mixed.
That sounds like a...
Sounds like hell?
It just sounds cheap.
Sound like a damn natural light.
Have you seen it anywhere, Craig? Like, can you get it?
No, I actually saw that. But believe it or not, I was looking Snoop Dogg up last night.
What were you looking up?
And I was checking out all of the ventures that he's into.
And like, a lot?
And yeah, he's into a lot of shit.
A lot of mostly successful cannabis. Stuff? Okay.
Yeah, and even last year, he didn't get fucked up in the stock market. He actually, like, made out great. Because a lot of times when he does stuff, he doesn't take the money. He takes market shares.
That's what I'm realizing smart people do. But I know,
because if you guys want to use my likeness, I know it's going to sell something.
All right, let's talk about this, because I'm sure you guys know about this. Everybody knows about this. This, the Drake rap battle that's going on with Kendrick Lamar. Yeah. It's like Kendrick Lamar. It's who else is on Kendrick Lamar's side? It's Kanye. And then Rick Ross. And then it's, I think, ASAP Rocky. And versus Drake. And then Drake had like a reply to Kendrick Lamar's song, and he used an AI Tupac and an AI Snoop Dogg. Suge Knight from jail said that he should have never done that. He should have never put Snoop and Tupac on the same song. He said he never should have used Tupac and AI. Do you guys have any thoughts about rap battle or them using AI to bring those two legends to the table?
Man. It just sounds
like motherfuckers. It's just people who are fucking back in the day are trying to still be relevant, and they're using AI.
They're doing it by enemies.
As a catalyst to do it.
But enemies necessary.
Like people still. I mean, I personally don't give two shits about the whole beef.
Because bottom line, they're all rich
as fuck.
But you know about the beef, right?
Yeah, but
right.
We don't care because all these motherfuckers listen to what people do these days. They take their broken little lives and watch these rich motherfuckers make up shit, and then they fall for it like it's a soap opera. And all they want you to do is say, look at us, don't forget about us, because we're going to start a fight. Man, fuck all y'all.
Yeah.
Because bottom line is, make the music, man.
For real.
Is this all a coordinated effort?
Yeah, it's all
definitely.
Coordinated.
This is wrestling.
To stay relevant.
WWE.
That's all this is. Jim McMahon. All
Jim McMahon is a part of this.
Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, Not Jim. We talking
Sorry,
about
Jim.
Vince. My bad, Jim.
I was trying to get on board.
Thank you for straightening us.
Sorry.
Too.
All right.
But yeah, man, Vince, this is WWE at its finest.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And guess what? We'll all go on tour together.
People would go crazy. I just don't know why everybody hates fucking.
And the tickets would be $3,000.
I don't know why everybody hates Drake so much. I don't know why.
Well, Drake's not an American citizen
I mean, okay.
He's from Canada.
Right, he's from Canada.
And he never had roaches.
And he's half black and he's half Jewish.
And he's never had roaches.
And you got to remember, he was on Degrassi High.
He's never had little German roaches.
He was fucking Disney. He's got fucking money up the ding-a-ling.
He's never really had German roaches in his house.
What is that? Does that mean like he's never been in the hood?
Like he's never really been poor. They had exterminator.
You can't be a rapper unless you were poor.
No, it's not even that.
Just
can't
be real about it.
Like about the shit that you.
Yeah, because you really can't have a beef battle unless you have a chaperone.
Stigma of, oh, I come from nothing to something. You come from something to something. You didn't. You wasn't like.
Now, can you rap? Before. Yes.
The man is awesome.
He's an awesome rapper.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
Don't try and be like the half-nuts.
Yeah, just laugh at them.
I thought Kendrick Lamar was above all this shit. But
no,
it's,
he understands
of course
that.
Course not. He got a fucking
participate.
A prize. What is that? The Pulitzer Prize?
Oh,
he got that. And he got a Grammy.
Yeah, a Grammy.
He's got.
So he's already been accepted by that people.
He has a lot to say.
Did you guys see that Kanye's wife got groped out in public, and then he
which wife?
She's the new one that goes naked all the time. Always naked.
Always naked.
So this is my
opinion.
Is she
a porn star?
No. She's really actually very pretty.
Fuck that.
Bianca
she dresses
Sensory.
Like a.
I mean, I've seen a lot of beautiful porn stars.
Watch this. So. If I see a firefighter and they're dressed like a firefighter, and I see a fire. Gonna call said firefighter because he has on a uniform.
Yes, sir.
If I see you naked, you look like a whore or a prostitute. So I may come up and feel the Charmin because you look like you're wearing the uniform of a whore.
I mean,
I don't give a damn. So Kanye is your pimp. What kind of man actually, what are you doing, bro?
He's very rich.
He is rich. So that's why he
has. But that's not fashion. Like, don't tell me just
no,
shit.
No, this
wear it
is
going,
really a power move. I got my bitch naked.
Right.
And she's white.
And everybody's
I'm
leaving.
I'm a billionaire.
And she's white.
That means that my bitch can walk around butt naked.
And be white.
She can be whatever fucking color.
Yeah, but that only happens when you have that much money.
When you got that much
when you got
money,
Kanye
it don't
money,
fucking matter.
Because guess what?
Nothing
Kim
matters.
Kardashian was never going to dress like that unless her mother told her to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
So Kanye figured out he can't pimp this bitch, so he had to move
but
on.
But
what
to do you get? What do you get out of parading?
We're talking about it. That's what you get.
But that's what Kanye wants is just us to talk about that. His wife was naked, like when they
yes,
go out.
Yes, this is enough.
Okay.
If you was rich enough to afford to do whatever you wanted to do, Seth, wouldn't you do it?
I would try.
I mean, I would, Rio, but to go, hey, I want to take my wife, you know, naked around town, like that wouldn't be.
No, it would be different if she was black.
It's no different than me saying, you know what,
straight
I got
up,
all this fucking
something.
Money. I want to know what it's like to have a giraffe.
It's a little.
The same thing. You have never sat down on your couch and wondered what it was like to have a giraffe because you don't have what it would be like to have.
I don't
like
have giraffe money.
You know right. what I would do?
You don't
I,
have
you know
nothing.
What if I had that kind of
that
money?
That kind of money.
I would get a hyena and have a hyena pit bull fight.
If you had that kind of money,
this
Seth,
is the kind of stuff that
your
I would
wife
do.
Would basically do whatever you wanted her to do.
This wife or gonna, another wife?
It's going to be a different wife.
Yeah, this wife, I don't think would
no,
bend the knee.
No, she's not going for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
She'd take the money, but she'd
but
probably still call
believe,
me a bitch.
I also believe everybody has a price.
She'd walk around butt naked if you wanted her to do so.
And everybody has a price.
And that's the thing, too, is like I feel like a fucking loser because like my wife kind of likes me, but I go, if I was more successful, if I had more money.
No,
you're
you
broke,
can't
Seth,
think like
and
that.
Your
you're
wife
broke.
Is with you and she's letting you put sperm in her.
Yeah, she loves
so
you.
So she loves you. She,
yeah, she
loves
you.
The shit
yeah,
out of
Yeah, but
you.
I want the love where it's
no,
like, oh
no,
man, like
it's no,
no
other kind of love.
No other kind of
you
love,
don't think
Seth?
LeBron's coming home just getting jumped
no,
by Savannah?
No.
She's just not there ready to fuck.
No, she's just like any other wife.
She's tired?
No.
No, she's
she would be exactly like your wife is now.
Yeah, if he wanted to, she would.
Yeah.
But is she jumping his
she
bones?
Was with him before the money.
Before the money.
Yo, broke ass. She's with you now, Seth.
All right, yeah. But if I have a good show and I come home, like, my wife doesn't care. But if LeBron, like, who hit a game winner
he
last
gets
night? Jamal
the
Murray.
Same shit.
Jamal Murray hit a game winner. He's going home. His girl's not
I'm
all excited.
Telling you, Seth, I've been married for a while. He's getting the same treatment.
Okay.
He's getting hit on Christmas, Thanksgiving,
anniversaries.
Her anniversary, birthdays.
Now, when you get more money,
championships,
you get more,
maybe.
More days.
That's right.
More money, more days.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, guys. If I had more money, then I'd be in a better position right now.
But you don't.
With the same wife.
That's fine. I'm fine with this wife. I'm just saying as far as, like, you go, your woman's going to walk around butt naked. I'm just going, I don't know if it's the one I have right now. Yes, sir.
Believe it or not.
You don't have that kind of money, Seth. So
I know.
You don't even
know.
I
want it!
Seth, we're building you towards that.
How? We'll build towards that, guys.
Yeah,
if you had
you,
a billion,
right.
If your name was mentioned in the same breath
of Forbes, I told you your name was going to be Seth
list.
Money.
If you made the honorable mention list of the Forbes list, your wife would walk around butt naked if you wanted her to.
If you wanted her to.
Because that means you got that kind of money.
Yep.
You don't have that kind of money. So, of course,
why do you keep reminding me that I don't have that kind of money?
Because
the whole topic of the, that's the difference of why she's not walking around butt naked. And you keep saying this wife. No, it's this wife.
Any wife. It doesn't change, especially if you had her when you were coming up.
What about Beyonce and Jay-Z, especially after he cheated on her? You don't think she's giving it up all the time?
I bet he had to grovel and eat that ass and all kinds of shit.
He didn't have to do any of the things we normally people do.
Yeah. Really?
He's a billionaire.
You know why? Because he can always tell her, I can always find someone to replace you.
But she could always find somebody to replace him, and she's got money herself.
They must truly love each other.
So that means she must really love him.
Okay, I'm glad we're figuring out what true love is here.
I don't know what you're thinking. I mean, let's be honest. If me and Quinn, when we get to those pinnacle places, I have to know that she really truly loves me.
Yeah.
Straight up. Because she was with me when I had nothing but potential.
Hmm. And now?
And now I'm working that potential to death, and she's still with me.
And she supports you?
She knows that there's something in this.
There's a light? There's a light at the end?
The end of the rainbow.
That's right. And if it ain't nothing but we grow old together, still working to the day we die, but we'll be together. Straight up.
And you're both cool with that?
But we always working for the pinnacles. We always working towards
I think that's how we're programmed, right?
We are programmed that way. Yeah. But the sad part about that is that nowadays the new women think that they can wait till a man is at the pinnacle and then they'll
jump aboard?
Get the fuck out of here.
You gotta go with me to the top?
You were not with me when I was shooting in the gym. Rick Ross said that. Was that Drake? That was Drake. It might have been was Drake.
It was on their song.
It was on that song. But either way, the point is, you weren't with me when I cut all that hair. But Quinn can say, I've been with your ass through all of it.
But what if there's a lady that comes along and goes, I'll be with you through whatever comes up from now on?
I know it's fake. It's just really, especially after I get when they see the money part, it's all bullshit. It's bullshit. Bitch, you don't like me. You like my money.
Mm-hmm.
You think a bitch really liked it, big ass?
You trying to fuck my car.
That's right. Yeah, and know what my theory is now?
What is it?
Biggie died because Biggie knew that Puffy was a fucking flaming faggot.
Oh, Jesus.
And bottom line is, he knew that he was going to get one more record, and Biggie was going to be gone, and the whole thing might have blew up then.
So Diddy had him killed, or Biggie had himself killed?
No, but Puff did it.
Puff did it, okay.
Guess why?
He wanted to fuck Faith Evans, right?
No, he had he really doesn't want Faith. He wants Biggie, if anything.
Well, do you think that him and Biggie hooked up?
Man, ain't no telling, but you can't tell me Biggie didn't know.
You think Diddy was up to all this stuff back then before he was really famous?
Mace was around. Mace knew about it.
That's true.
Mary J. Blige knew about it, and she's like, now they're calling her the female... madam for Biggie. For Puffy. Now.
What are they saying Mary J. did?
She's been a part of the party. She solicits girls to come around and guys too. Yeah.
You believe it?
Kinda. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I believe when you get that kind of money and you indulge in drugs, anything's possible.
But I was talking about this with Bubba the other day, and we mentioned that after they raided Diddy's house, it's been, 3 weeks, a month? Nothing's happened.
Bottom line, I'm going to tell you what I really truly think is Diddy has dirt on somebody powerful.
Or many people.
Yeah.
And so what's
That's why they fucking with his son. That's why they freezing his money.
But he's like in Miami riding a bike. I mean, he just doesn't seem to give a fuck.
He has to make it known that he feels like I don't care because guess what? Apparently, y'all can't find what y'all looking for.
That should make Puffy happy though, right?
If they kill him, guess what? They still haven't found it. And these days, he might have it where as soon as he dies, it hits their internet.
It's hard to believe that all these people just have to get into such weird shit.
No, it is not, because I'm going to go deep on you. The Pilgrims, they came over here wearing stockings, wigs. the whole nine. Where were they running from? Or were they running over here because they were a whole bunch of fucking degenerates that wanted to be women?
So the pilgrims, the male pilgrims.
All of them. They had on high heels, stockings, wigs.
All the pilgrims did. They had high heels on.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe the Jordans weren't out yet.
Maybe they were gay.
You think that they had, just because they had a high heel on?
They say they were persecuted and ran over here because they were being persecuted. What are you being persecuted for? Maybe you're being persecuted because you have a fucking wig on and stockings. And there's no air conditioning.
So all the pilgrims were gay?
No, I'm just guessing.
Okay.
That a lot of them, just think about it. All the men pilgrims are dressing like their wives.
Rio, you on board with this shit? Like, you know about pilgrims?
They say that George Washington was a...
A what? A woman?
They say he swung both ways.
Well, I think back then...
It can't be no back then.
Yeah, I think back then you're just figuring how... out, Craig.
Okay, so the pilgrims were figuring out what?
Well, I don't. You're talking about like that.
Wait a minute. You're not Catholic, are you?
Me?
Yeah.
You know I'm Jewish as hell.
Okay, good. Because the Catholic people, that means you would have been an altar boy.
No.
And they sure have altered a lot of boys.
They definitely have.
Yeah.
Rio, are you on board with this? Do you know about the pilgrims and wearing high heels and their sexuality?
He's heard this before.
You have?
I've heard it. I mean, you know, hey.
Can he fight it?
There's a whole lot of other things and topics that was going on in that same period of time. And, you know,
All right, we'll talk about the gay pilgrims another time, maybe closer to Thanksgiving. So I was talking to my friend Babyface, who's on the show, about this, and I wrote it down to ask you guys. This is a very easy answer to me. He thought it was a very easy answer for him. Which rapper are you taking, Ludacris or Andre 3000?
Taking for what?
Taken for fucking who's better? Who do you enjoy more?
As an artist? Or as a person?
Why does this have to be so
different?
Because
this makes a difference to me. Which one am I going to the strip club with and which one I'm putting in my CD deck?
This is talent. This is just
the one I'm putting in my CD deck.
This is, who's more talent? Like, who's more talented?
I'm going to be honest. It depends on where I'm going now.
Oh, no. This to me is Andre 3000.
I take Andre too.
This is
I'm
Andre.
With that.
Okay,
I take Andre too. But I will say that Ludacris has a lot more talent than people know.
I think Ludacris is extremely talented. Yeah, Brian had went to UFC 300 in Vegas, and afterwards Ludacris was performing, and I was like, "Well, how was it like?" He's like, "You know, there's a bunch of 40-year-old white people in there, you know, saying, move, bitch, get out the way."
But then
he told me, like, Andre 3000 to me is one of the, you know, the best lyricists of all time, like top five, top seven, something like that. So, but when he said Ludacris, I just was like, he said Ludacris is better than Andre. I was like, I gotta
now
ask
maybe
a couple
on stage show.
Right.
Entertaining. Now, if you're going to say an entertainer, I'm going to give that to Luda all day. He's a better entertainer.
Yeah.
Now, as far as, you know, creativity and all that good stuff,
Andre's rocking the booth.
We'll go get at the Andre 3000.
You guys ever see Outkast perform?
No.
I have.
You did?
Yeah.
No.
How was it?
It was great.
You don't like Outkast?
Listen, have I ever told you my Outkast story?
I just ain't never seen him before.
No, it seems like you're mad, Rio.
My Outkast story goes like this.
Yeah, tell me.
I'm at Disney World. We're in line at the little space near the Space Mountain. We're going to get burgers. I turn around, and Big Boy's behind me.
Okay.
I turn around, and I say to my wife, I'm like, babe, I ain't tripping, but I think one of the dudes from Outkast is standing behind
in
us.
Line.
In line. So I turn around, and I'm like, bro, you Big Boy, aren't you? And he says, listen, man. Don't cause a scene because all these white people don't know who I am. And if they find out, they're going to bum rush me. This is a true to God story.
When was this?
This, like, had to be like 97, 98.
Yeah, so, I graduated high school.
So me and my wife were gone. We had the kids and we went to Disney World. So we over there in Orlando. So when I turn around and say this to him, he says, listen, man, I've been hanging out all day with my daughter. And they were escorting him all around the park, but through the back ways.
They were that popular in 98?
Yes, and he said because they were escorting him all around the park through the back entrances and taking him and his daughter to the front of the rides.
Okay.
He said that he wanted to feel like a regular fucking person for a while.
And wait in line. You had this whole interaction with Big Boy?
Yes, and then he signed, quietly signed autographs for the kids.
That's a good Outkast story.
Yeah, I swear to God. And then I think that night they performed at the House of Blues.
Okay. Well, yep. Good. That's good.
Yeah, I'm talking about he was dead serious about it. He was like, listen, if you cause a scene, people that don't know me are going to run up on me.
Right, just because they see somebody famous.
Yeah,
and you
because
just
the
go
kids
over.
Didn't even know who he was, but I'm like fucking geeked out like a fucking, I'm like sweating and shit because I'm like, he was one of the coolest motherfuckers I ever met.
Big Boy's the man. Was it just Big Boy and his daughter? Because I know
just
he has...
Big, the daughter was still in the back waiting for him to take it to a private dining room.
We love that.
Yeah,
all right.
Straight up.
You guys watching the playoffs at all, the basketball NBA playoffs?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
LeBron needs to go home.
I was going to ask, what's going on? I know that they want to get Trae Young in the offseason, but what's going on with LeBron right now? What's going on with the Lakers? I know people love talking about
it. He's waiting on, this is my theory. You know, you see I have a lot of theories.
Yeah, I love your theories, man.
Watch this one. LeBron is waiting on his son to come to the NBA. They're going to play one season together, and he's going to be a player coach. And that record will never be broken.
I feel like we talked about this.
That record will never be broken.
What's going on right now? Like, are they going to be able to, like, run?
No.
They can't beat fucking Denver, right?
They can't beat anybody.
No.
They can't beat anybody. LeBron.
No, they can beat anybody. They just can't beat Denver.
Well.
Are you guys betting on these games?
Fuck no.
Fuck no. You know, because my theory on that is when it comes to the playoffs, the team that wins is the team that's best for the NBA.
Oh, you're one of those rigged guys?
I think it's a game. I know it's so much money involved that it's always about money.
So who does the NBA, wouldn't the NBA want LeBron? I mean,
they got to find the future of the NBA.
The future's Anthony Edwards on the Timberwolves. You think they don't want what?
They showed you that a long time ago when they went and got Tony Kukoc. The future is in Europe.
Yep.
The future of the NBA is Europe.
And they're definitely.
And it's going to be always a.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
European, from this point on forward, it's going to be a European face as the face of the
We're not NBA. Getting any other Europeans as good as Victor Wembanyama. Like, that is going to be... No,
there it is.
No,
motherfucker, what about this jackass that LeBron can't beat?
What? Who,
Jokic.
Joker? Oh, yeah. I mean, Joker.
He's right before Wembanyama. It's going to be one. It's going to be a European face on the NBA.
No.
Before that, it was Giannis. And you keep going back.
It was
the
Giannis.
Face.
It was like Giannis for like a year or so. I mean, I feel like the Kevin
Joker.
I feel like Durant's kind
before
of
before that.
Faded.
It was fucking
you can go back
Tim
to a
Duncan
bunch of
is not European,
Timmy,
but he's still
got
foreign.
Monsieur Parker, you got
Luka Doncic also.
Yeah,
Luka Doncic,
you got Tony.
What's the unicorn boy?
Yeah, they got
he
a lot
with
of
the
European
Celtics
players.
Now. He was right before then,
and the Greek freak.
What's that boy name?
Yeah, oh, Chris Porzingis. Yeah.
Porzingis, and then you got the Greek Freak.
Yeah.
So you think that, so what you're
the NBA is shifting, and if that's shifting to you, Europe.
Because they're tired of the story, like the Morant boy. They don't want to keep betting on someone like Morant. We put all our, you know,
what, you're
all our stuff in this bucket, and you want to flash guns and shit.
So, I love John Morant, by the way.
I do, too. I love him as a player, but off the court, he's fucking stupid.
Hey, it's bigger than that. I think they're just, like they've been telling us, they're trying to globalize the sport.
Yeah.
The same way the NFL is trying to globalize the sport.
Are you guys, do you feel a certain way if Europeans are the face of the NBA, or you guys don't give a fuck?
I don't give a fuck. I'd rather see great basketball.
Can you appreciate, like, Luka and fucking Joker? And all
I'd rather
that?
See great basketball.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Great basketball.
Because it's basically us forcing our culture on the rest of the world and the rest of the world being complicit to it.
That's another way to take it.
I'm all for it.
Now, I believe if football wants to go worldwide, they need to just stop with the equipment and go to rugby.
No, rugby's already, like, globalized.
But I'm saying the football players that think they're so tough. Yeah.
Oh, the ones that don't want to go with, like, how the rules are changing and all that
fuck
shit.
Fuck it, play rugby then. Let's see how your tough ass get out there.
How tough you is.
Tough
now.
Ass get out there and play rugby.
Man, there's
all y'all prima donna motherfuckers with all this equipment on.
Go play rugby.
Yeah.
Let's see how tough you
are. Yeah, while you crying about pass interference. Yeah.
No, I don't think we're cut off for rugby
at all.
There
you go. That's what I was getting at.
No, yeah, that's not for
I
us.
I played football and no siree and no way.
Yeah, I'll take the pads.
Rugby.
Yeah, I'll take the pads. That's why I think that football would be stunning on the worldwide, you know, theory. But basketball can do it.
Craig,
soccer can do it.
Who does the NBA want in the finals this year?
And I'm going to say the best story.
Is it Denver again?
The best story. Who has the best story? Did anybody have cancer? Like the coach? Did anybody do anything amazing?
Well, Doc Rivers has a story that he keeps getting head coaches.
Can he win?
I don't know.
They damn sure ain't going to win it.
Yeah, he ain't going to win it.
Dame had 35 points in the first half the other night and zero in the second half.
How does that happen?
I have no idea. I thought he was going to have. All right, I was going to say face of the NBA too, Rio, as we were kind of going over it. I think Jason Tatum, I think they want him to kind of be the guy. I think if the Celtics finally get over to the hump, I think that they could make Jason Tatum the face of the NBA.
I can see that.
They can make it a face of the NBA. But again, like I'm saying, they want to globalize the sport. So if we make a person that's from here the face of it, that kind of limits the globalization. And we want to put a face on here where the globe can recognize that. So you would put a Victor Wembanyama.
You know, they have somebody to cheer for.
Jason Tatum is not a worldwide figure per se yet. He never had to go and play in Europe. He came straight from college, straight to the pros, and he's been doing good. He's a good face of the NBA because of the whole mulatto thing, because now he's a mixture of black and white. So, you know, you're getting that and solving that whole little issue. But that's only an issue here in America. Black and white is not a global issue.
Yeah, that's only here.
So if you're trying to globalize and grow the sport, we're going to get as far away from the black and white issue
as possible. Yeah.
So we'll go get somebody that's totally, completely opposite, and we'll go get Joker. We'll go and get Victor Wembanyama, who's a mulatto, who's also European, who's also goddamn a phenomenal guy. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's something else, man. Yeah.
And he's young. Further and further away from the whole black and white issue. And
your guys are good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna see good basketball.
I like getting away from the whole black and white issue life.
Me too.
Because it's not supposed to be. We're on this fucking planet and none of us can get off of it. We're all together. I don't give a fuck what color you are. You're stuck on this planet.
But humans and we're like, that person's a different color than us.
When all that shit goes out the window?
When?
When Godzilla comes out the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no Democrats or Republicans.
Yeah,
when
that
Godzilla
shit goes out the window.
Us.
As soon as Godzilla steps his ass on the shore, everybody is all equal.
Right. It's us against him. That's God right. Damn it.
So
you,
God damn it, they need to
live
stop
or die.
This shit.
But this podcast is to talk about, you know, black and white issues from time to time.
Yeah,
from
time to time.
And I'm with it.
We're not beating it into the fucking ground or anything like that.
Because it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's plain old stupid. Well, let's agree that it's stupid and we want to eat Jewish food on Friday.
All right. Well, let me tell you about
this. Let's get back to what the...
let me tell you about this Jewish food real quick. Eating? All right, here we go. God, I got to go to my fucking other job after this. Sucks. Yeah. All right, let's see here.
Stand. I didn't even know. This is how fucking blind I am to, not really blind, but how much I don't really give a shit about racism. I didn't know about anti-Semitism or what the fuck it even was until I was 40. I'm 45 in June.
Well, it's important.
Like, I just found out. But
yeah.
Oh, I did. I mean, it's very important.
I've known my whole life.
However, it's never been because, like, we in the hood, we not talking about anything about the Jews.
Right, right.
We don't. I've never heard a black person say, fuck the Jews.
Right.
Never heard it. I never heard it in my life.
Until Kanye came along.
Kanye came along with this bullshit.
40 years later, he says, and then it's like, and I was like, oh shit, I felt like the biggest idiot because it was like, damn.
You didn't know about that?
No, I didn't know that Jews was getting persecuted like that. I thought they stopped doing that shit when they fucked Hitler ass up doing it.
One guy told me that he wants me to get killed by Hamas this week. If you guys, yeah. There's the Jewish stuff is.
And I think that's so fucking pathetic. What the fuck did the Jews do to anybody?
It was more me. He wanted me to get killed by Hamas.
Okay, but why would he?
The fuck?
Whoever this guy is, you have the time to think about.
Right.
Get a life.
Get a
whoever that is
life,
that said
dog.
That, they're not fucking anything.
He's not getting any pussy.
Period.
If you got time
to want
to
kill another
to be
man,
anti-Semitic
you're
about
not fucking.
You're not getting any pussy. You
period.
Can't be.
You can't be.
Right.
You can't be.
The motherfuckers over there, Hamas, that's over there.
They throwing
fighting
rocks and tanks
killing
and shit.
And
killing each other.
They ain't getting no pussy.
They got too much time.
They can't be getting no pussy.
I don't think they want pussy.
Clearly.
Clearly not.
Clearly
not. Clearly not.
Clearly.
This is what a great take. Hamas gets no pussy. All right, let me tell you guys.
They can't be getting no pussy.
No, they have no. I mean, who's got time to fuck? But they are underground most of the time, so.
They ain't fucking.
And watch this, Seth. Nobody going home and Hamas and their wife is like, how many did you kill today? Let me fuck you. Come on, jump my bones. Did you take any out?
Did you take any out? That turns me on.
Yeah,
God damn it.
Happening.
How many Jews did you kill today? Like, get the fuck out of here. They didn't think about that. I mean, they are remaking. I mean, they are making them. They keep reproducing.
Yeah, we're still here, man.
It's not an alarming rate, though. You know what I'm saying?
Still, like, you have nothing else better to do.
When the last time you got some pussy and wanted to go bomb somebody?
Yeah.
That's a good point. There's a lot of a lot of Hamas is pent up, but I mean we can't send them hookers. We have to just send them grain and, you know, bread and all that stuff for them to, you know,
they
get
really
through.
They really need fifis.
Until we get the hostages back and Israel stops bombing the shit out of them.
Well, send them some fifis. We'll probably get all of them.
What's a fifi?
Oh, you don't know what a fifi is.
No, and I wasn't going to act like I knew what a fifi was either. What's a fifi?
A fifi, it's a sex toy. It's a sex doll.
What in the hell, guys?
That's made in prison.
Okay, that was a kicker I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
Talk to me. Who knows more about this?
Okay, well.
People that's been in prison.
Well, I know you guys have both
done
a little.
We've been in jail, not in prison.
Okay, I don't mean to, you know, jail, prison, you know, for a regular
for,
guy
for
like
Jewish,
me.
For white people, they're the same.
For white people, you know, it's bars.
But there's a difference.
Tell me what happens in prison.
Okay, in prison, you have time to, because it's nothing but guys, so they make an apparatus that feels just like it.
You know, like what the girl had gave you, the porno girl?
The fleshlight, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You can make one. You can make them.
With what?
A toilet roll.
Oh, say, pay. Okay.
And some gloves and some Vaseline.
Those seem like things that aren't easy to come by in prison.
No, they aren't, but you can get those.
If you can get dope in prison.
And this
I'm
is
pretty
the,
sure you can get the fee-fee.
You make a fee-fee.
Yeah, because they use all kind of ingredients. Okay. Who's all kind of.
All right, guys. So as far as the fifi goes, it's a paper towel roll, it's gloves, and it's Vaseline, and that's the recipe.
I mean, you can kind of figure it out.
Can you tell me?
There.
I mean, I can't.
You
I
got
can't.
The latex
You're
glove.
You're
going to
put
that's
something
your skin.
Inside that's your skin. The glove inside
okay,
the toilet
the
roll.
The goddamn toilet roll is the hole.
Okay. And then you grease it.
The fucking Vaseline is your lubricant.
What if you were down Vaseline? What do you do?
Lotion.
Spit, motherfucker.
Oh,
spit.
My
shit.
God.
You're in prison.
It's easier to just be
Have
gay.
Have you ever jacked your dick?
And you've done it dry.
I'm pretty sure you didn't spit all in your hands. You can't even, when it got rubbed
Some
one off.
Some kind of, that's right.
I think I'm okay with jerking it, but I don't think I would be making a
you've
jail.
You've never been in prison.
Right.
I.
You have not been without.
Yeah.
For how long before you start
it
making
it? Don't matter. It don't Once matter. Them bars close, fucker, it's time.
Yeah, it's time.
Once the bars close, you got to start fucking this paper towel roll?
No, that depends on how long you're
ticking.
There.
I don't know. It depends on how horny you get.
Don't yeah. you think it's just easier to be gay at that point?
No.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
If that's the point, then you are already gay.
You already gay. Yeah. You already know I stayed on that.
You didn't just go to prison and then just all of a sudden
well,
you're
gay.
Well,
guess what? I'm here.
No,
so either
I'm gay
gonna,
today.
Yeah.
You know, nah. You're not fucking gay.
You
were
already
gay.
Like that.
All right.
Just like the stigma of when you're in jail and then, like, you know, faggots running around, fucking each other and shit. The people who are gay in jail are participants. They are willing participants.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of motherfuckers getting raped. If you fucking in jail, that's because you wanted to do that.
The straight guys are fucking fifis, right?
Or their hand. 15 out of their five sisters.
Yeah, yeah. That's to me, that's the way you go.
Or they get, nowadays they get female prison guards. And you know, they get female prison guards.
But I mean,
now.
If you got 5,000 fucking inmates and 20 damn women guards.
Yeah, that's not enough.
She can't do all 5,000
of them. It's going to be some fifis.
Yeah, but
so
she bangs
somebody's
a
getting left out.
Yeah, but
so
she's
gonna be some fifis.
I mean, everybody else using fifis.
How many feet?
They gunning her ass down when she walked by.
Oh, you yeah, got, that's another term.
What?
Gunning them down.
Gunning a gunner.
Yeah, so say for instance, the female officer is doing count. There's some guys that will stand there and wait at the gate, and they get a good look at her, and they rub one out right then.
Right there.
And right then.
Bang.
And this is right as she's walking by?
Yes. Yep.
At, yes, like,
I got her.
Wait, you mean like they can whack it in like 10 seconds? Or
yeah.
Just,
yes.
On sight.
That's why they're called gunners.
On sight.
That's why they're called gunners.
I can rub it right off right now. Bang.
Do you think the lady cops find any sort of enjoyment out of that? Or any sort of...
From my understanding.
Do, but it's the power of it. Because guess what? The consequence if she catches your ass.
Oh, I figured she knew this was all happening.
Oh, yeah. You're going in. Knows. You're getting another charge.
Hell yeah.
What a jerking off charge. What
hell yeah, charge. Bitch, that's assault, rape, harassment, all that
wait,
shit.
Wait, no, you're not touching her, right?
No, but
you're
doing
gunning
it
her.
To her. So when she actively comes by.
You might as well have done raped her.
Yeah, because you're going to catch another charge.
That's a whole
so
other
if,
charge.
If she comes by and I'm standing there and I'm whacking it.
Yeah, you going in.
I'm going in.
You got a whole other charge, buddy.
Oh, man.
You going to jail in jail.
Yeah.
Can you whack it if there's not any girls around? Is that cool?
No, it depends on...
The whole point of it is not to get caught.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know. I just figured, you know, if you're going to the bathroom in front of people, whacking it, it's really
it's
secondary.
It's a private thing.
Yeah, it's a private
it's
thing.
It's always
if you're
supposed
doing
to
it,
have been a private thing.
If you're
thing.
Doing it with any other dicks around, you're okay. gay.
If you bust a nut...
And there's dicks in the room...
All
gay.
Y'all gay.
Period.
Everybody's gay.
Everybody.
How many
gay.
In prison are there? Aren't you normally kind of in your own area, or do I have that wrong? Like
no, you're gonna have cellmates.
You're gonna have a cellmate, and yeah. Isn't the cellmate always in there?
No.
Not always.
You have jobs and stuff.
So when
you get locked down, that is not the time to rub one out.
Yeah.
Most of the time, when you the most inmates, they just go in the shower where yeah. you're at the most
when
private.
When you get some privacy,
yourself,
you take care of yourself.
And you can handle that in there.
This sounds so
this is
bad.
Terrible because
this is
guess
horrible.
What? That's why you do not
But
go
it's a
to
basic
prison.
Human function, though.
I understand.
Then it's like necessary. Farting.
But Rio, I'm picturing I'm picturing you in prison, hunched over, like in the shower, like
Stop picturing me naked or in any compromising position.
It's why it's making me sad is because I'm picturing
picture yourself.
The water, you're well hung.
The water is cascading off.
Hey, that's too much picturing.
Come back, Seth. Come back.
But you're very depressed. You're very, very depressed.
You're making me depressed.
It's a depressing thing.
No one has ever
been
depressed jerking off.
Nobody is. This is very depressing.
No one depressed. You cannot be depressed jerking off.
If you're depressed jerking off, that would mean you're raping yourself.
You can't do it. That's like an oxymoron.
You can't do that.
That's an oxymoronic statement, Seth.
That would mean you'd be depressed and jerk off.
You can't
because if
do
you
it,
are, that means you need a dominatrix.
Okay, yeah, no.
All right. So new subject.
Get that through prison. All right. Let me finish up the.
Jewish menu.
Yeah, for Passover.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Get back to the brisket.
You guys know about matzah?
No.
No.
All right. So for Passover, the story of Passover is like, you know, the Jews were getting ready to flee, you know, Moses was going to lead them out of Egypt, the slaves and everything.
Oh,
like,
yeah, we know about the story.
Right, so what I'm saying is matzo was a damn food or something. So they were cooking bread, but they didn't have time for the bread to rise. So it ended up being matzo, which is just like a giant fucking cracker.
Okay.
So for a week, we're not allowed to eat bread. We're not supposed to eat bread. So we're supposed to eat these fucking, like, you know, cracker sandwiches and stuff like that. So she's got matzo on the menu. She's got matzo ball soup.
So y'all gonna put the brisket in the matzo as a sandwich?
No. Well, you could. I mean, yes. I mean, yeah. I'm not doing that, but that is what you could do. Yeah.
Okay, sounds like because
I'm sure you Jews, y'all smoke weed, right?
I'm the only one.
Guess what? Late night.
You're not the only one.
No, I'm the only one in my family, and I got like
well,
it. I'm talking,
I was gonna say.
So
you're
listen.
Not the
so
only
late
Jew
night, there's somebody somewhere making a matzo. And brisket sandwich.
There are people eating matzah and brisket sandwiches, but
smoke weed.
Y'all use seasoning, don't y'all?
Here's the thing, guys. I want to tell you this. My mom's not listening. She, you know, great woman, but you know, not a great cook, and that's okay. The thing is,
I refuse to believe that.
Okay, Craig. When you have, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you, Jewish food is not very good. So then when you take Jewish food and then you take my mom, who's not the best cook, it's really like a bad combination.
Come on, man. So, but you know what? I don't know of any Jewish restaurants.
There's none. Nobody's trying to get gefilte fish.
Yeah.
No one's trying to order kugel.
I don't know of any Jewish restaurants.
Did you guys hear the kugel? Do you know what kugel is?
You know what is that?
Kugel, it's a baked casserole made from like a potato, and it's a traditional Ashkenazi Jewish dish often served on Jewish holidays. So there you go.
Does it taste good?
No, man. None of this stuff is good, Craig.
I really don't believe this.
Why? Stuff. Why not?
Because there's no way that your mom stays married.
There's no
raises
way that
you
you're
to a man.
Chunky little man.
You're a chunky man, and you left her house.
I'm a fucking guy.
Come on,
guys.
The food
all
had to
of
be
us
good.
Need to work out a
you
little
have
bit.
A
anyway.
Hold on. Last week, Rio's like, "You're starting to look like a couch potato," and I was already feeling insecure. I worked out twice last week in the gym with Bubba, so like,
okay.
I'm
that's
feeling
good
like
stuff. That's progress.
That's dude, good stuff, Seth.
I'm telling you, man. The first day, I mean, I thought I was gonna throw up, but I felt like I didn't belong. Like I couldn't move. I felt stiff. Then the second day, I was like, "Fuck yeah, I'm ready. Like I'm back." You know, it was great. So I am in the process of what did you guys call me again? A thick boy. What was it?
Chunky.
So in other words,
the food has to be good.
The food's not. You think I eat? I mean, it's not. My parents do takeout. Like, there's no.
Seth,
we're talking about when you grew up, and I've never seen a picture of you chiseled up like the picture of hell. So you're not going to tell me that the food wasn't good.
No, I'm telling you.
You ate it.
You ate it, a lot of it.
But it was like, she wouldn't make Jewish food. It would be
you
like.
You have a gut.
Ribs.
You lived.
We have not seen your ribs ever.
I'm not that big.
Hey, you know what your goal should be?
You don't look third world.
It's a tank top summer for Seth.
Is that going to be for all of us or just me? It would be good if we could all do it together.
Hey, listen, I don't have a problem putting on the tank top now.
Right. I'll wear one right now.
Right now. I'll go shirtless, too. It doesn't matter.
I don't give two fucks.
Because
about
guess
my
what?
Girl.
I believe.
Oh, I don't give a fuck either.
That's right. But you got to have the swag of that. I'm still the hottest motherfucker in this room.
I'm a goddamn sex symbol.
See, I don't have that right now.
Yes, you do. You got
to
believe it.
Boy,
you
I just.
To feel it.
I need a couple more workout sessions and then
hey, whatever it takes, but you have to get this in your head.
I know. I think I'll get there.
Your
just
swag. Look
at
who
yourself you're in the mirror.
No,
every
just
morning
look at who you
say,
hang
God damn
with.
It.
You hang with me and Rio.
Yeah.
I know, but cool you guys called me.
We just got rid of somebody that wasn't our caliber.
At the barbershop?
Yeah.
Yep.
Who was it?
Blessed Coco the Cuts.
Yep.
Wait, was it the guy who never had any customers?
Yep.
Yeah.
What happened?
He's not a team player.
He's not.
He didn't want
to fit in.
Yeah, and we got a lot of other guys that really want to fit in, and we're trying to expand, and he's not
this
on the same
not
page.
Man, he didn't want to really.
Not for him.
He didn't come in a lot, right?
Is no, that, he didn't come a lot. He didn't want to make any money. He never, you know, he never brought any. Put it this way, when you're cutting hair, you get crumbs at first off of what we eat. But you need to start killing stuff and bringing in stuff, too.
Yeah. Right, so you guys have your regulars and stuff, and then anybody that's kind of like a random walk-in, he'll get. But you got to make those random walk-ins into regulars, right?
That's right. And
you
got
to
and also
do something to get the people randomly walking in.
Yeah, he would just sit there and don't do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And we have all these platforms now to where you can advertise.
Yeah, because don't forget, you can get a haircut. At 2400 MLK Street South in South Beautiful, South St. Petersburg, Florida, at Latin Sons, where you can get to see Rio and I having a great time.
Any other cool people come by? I know we were talking about JK last week. And
always.
Okay.
Oh, but we haven't had one this week.
You haven't had one this week? Okay. Well,
so any cool guys that want to come by, come by.
Yeah, let us know. We want to make sure people are still listening to the podcast.
I'll get ready for Juneteenth, too.
Has anybody close to you guys caught this podcast by accident? Like, are you guys, I mean.
Well, no, we got a few customers. Being that this broadcast on Apple.
Yeah.
They find the podcast and be telling us about it.
But like Craig, like your wife doesn't, like your kids aren't like, oh wow, you know, we got a podcast, got a podcast.
Yeah, they laugh about it.
They haven't heard it though, have they?
No, they have. They tell me do not embarrass them.
Okay, well you've been doing a good job of not doing that so far.
No, as long as you see I can talk about Quinn a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But as far as like my daughter and my son, especially my daughter. She has a has a reputation to uphold. Oh, we're still waiting to see what happened.
Can we talk about that?
I don't think so yet.
Okay.
But we'll talk about it next week.
Can we talk about that? You needed me to help get you some weed, and I was right there.
Yeah, you can talk about
Johnny
it.
Johnny on the fucking spot.
Yeah, because I need to renew my medical card, which I'm going to do probably ASAP.
And we have to wait. Sometimes we're kind of, you know, like, they lapse because you don't have the money for it, right?
That's right. And I'd rather spend the money on cannabis. So I called Seth, and he just happened to be on the south side. And guess what, you guys? I was still late.
I said, I'll be there in 10 minutes. He's like, oh, shit. He's like, okay, I'm on the way. We walk into the fucking weed store. They're like, hey, Larry, what's going on? Oh, Larry's here. Rio, so I don't do flower or anything like that. Like, you know, I do my vape carts. And so
they tell him, he's like, I don't know if I have any cannabis on my cart.
Right. Well, I didn't know if I had any flower. Anyway, the whole thing is that I go, Larry doesn't get his fucking guest pass. So I'm just back there and the guy's like, all right, what do you want? And I go, I'm looking at the flower and I'm like, huh, let's see. What looks
good? What would Larry do?
Yeah, I was like, what looks good here? Because Craig was fucking nowhere to be found. I go, oh, shit, man. Like, I'm gonna fuck this up. And finally, Craig, because they don't know it's for Craig. Like, they think I'm getting it. So finally, Craig rolls up and I was like, hey, Craig. I was like, which ones were you telling me were good? I was like, what should I get again? So that's kind of how we finally did it. But you were also begging for free T-shirts in there, too. So
no, I want the bucket hat.
The bucket hat, all right.
Yeah, I want some swag.
And the weed was 42% off this weekend for $420, so.
Yeah, it was great.
That was a hell of a deal.
It was great.
All right.
God bless those people.
Anything else, anything else, guys? Anything else going down that you need to talk about? Rio's got his car back. You know, I think we touched on basketball. We've touched on Diddy. I mean, I think we've covered it all right now.
Yeah, we got five barbers at the barbershop. Don't forget, we're getting together for Juneteenth. Everybody needs to come out.
That's right. Cash Cube will be there.
Yeah. And we're going to have a DJ. And we're going to get a jumping thing for the kids.
Are we?
We might as well.
Yeah. Well,
even though it is a school day.
Right, that's the thing.
Okay, well,
but
then
how
about...
No, it's June. It's summer.
Okay, yeah, so that's summer. Right. We got a jumping thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we got a jumping thing, and we get some old beef hot dogs.
Okay.
You know, some Jewish hot dogs.
Oh, we'll what's the...
Some brats.
Hebrew National.
Those are some great fucking wieners.
There you go. That's the...
Oh, my God. Those are some great... They're expensive as shit, but they're good as fuck.
Fucking great.
Oh, goodness, Jesus.
Yep. Couple black lines on
that. Are y'all
going to
have some of those at Passover?
No, no. It stops at the brisket of the chicken, and I'm going to have to let you know how the chicken's prepared once
I
find out.
No Hebrew Nationals?
No Hebrew Nationals.
You need to tell Mama Seth to get her a jar of gravy for the brisket.
It's Mama Kushner.
Mama Kushner.
Yeah, no,
Mama Kushner needs to get a jar of gravy.
I don't know if I've ever seen gravy in my house.
They sell it by the jar.
Change your fucking life, man.
It will. They sell it by the jar, too.
You know you can make it homemade.
And you can make it homemade.
Like, guys, you know I don't have a skill set.
Or you can go by Boston Market the day before.
No, don't go to Boston Market. They're not good.
I've never heard anybody reference Boston Market in the last, like, 15, 20 years.
Me neither, because last time I went there, the chicken was terrible.
It used to be good, though, didn't it?
It used to be fucking the best.
Right. I wanted to make sure I wasn't off base with thinking that.
Oh, goodness. They started buying cheap chicken or something.
See, when they took the motherfucker from Pasadena, that's when they went down.
Yep.
That's when the shit went down. Yep. And they shouldn't
have
never took
it from
Pasadena.
The only one we had in St. Pete was way on Gandy, and it was terrible.
Yeah. Oh, there's one that's all the way down on 4th Street now by Gandy.
Yeah, that's the only one.
And guess what? That one's closing, too.
Yeah, and I realized that I used to eat it a lot. Like, I'd get the fucking mac and cheese, the corn, the chicken was good.
Even the fucking little piece of cornbread. That shit was delicious.
Yep, and the sweet potato casserole with the marshmallows on top.
And then, I don't know what happened.
They took it out of Pasadena. That's what fucking happened.
But they're like, they're nowhere. Nobody talks about it.
Because they started buying cheap, fatty chicken.
And you guys could tell?
Yeah. One thing that's a known fact, that black people and chickens are quite fond of each other.
I think that's a worldwide thing.
It's not a stereotype. It's a fact.
I
love fucking chicken too.
I was just gonna say, I know as many white people that chicken.
I mean, chicken is a worldwide thing, but I just really believe that we have the ups on the chicken.
As far as eating it or making it, both.
Yeah.
Is it just fried, or you guys can fuck with any chicken?
No, every which way
you can grill it.
Barbecue chicken. Do you know the origins of a barbecue?
Can you tell me?
I'm going to.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right.
You ready?
Here's a little history.
I'm so ready.
Kids.
Because Rio's been like, fuck everything that I brought up today. He's like, man, I don't want to talk about gay pilgrims.
Yeah, fuck the gay pilgrims.
He had on stockings.
I don't want to
hear that. I know.
Yeah. Stockings.
Okay.
Tell me the origin story.
Boom. The slaves, or you know, the Emancipation Proclamation and all that foolishness, it went on 1863. But because we didn't have the power of Google or the internet or anything like that, it took a lot of time for, you know, the word to pass along. So, you know, Washington, they decided to send down 2,000 troops to the South to start letting the people know that, you know, y'all motherfuckers are free. And these people came fucking down. Yeah, this is, you know, ties into Juneteenth. But it gets down, the farther south they get down to Galveston, Texas. And they finally let them niggas free, and the slaves was free. And guess what them motherfuckers did?
They stayed?
No.
They
had the first barbecue.
Okay, well,
they started cooking all that shit they wasn't allowed to eat.
That's
and
right.
Them niggas went ham.
That's right.
And they started barbecuing, and that's the origin of a real barbecue. That's where the barbecue come from.
Well, what is the official, is the official barbecue just like putting meat on a grill, on a fire?
Yeah, it was not necessarily meat on the grill. It was meat
anything.
That you wasn't allowed to eat.
Okay.
Yeah. This is so like when we fucking barbecue
over a fire.
Instead of doing drumsticks, we put wings on that motherfucker because the wings, you don't necessarily eat wings because they the most expensive. And you drop some breast on that motherfucker because they expensive as hell too. You know what I'm saying? You're not dropping drumsticks and thighs on that motherfucker. You drop, and when you barbecue, you barbecue in the shit that you really ain't supposed to be doing.
Plus, we're free.
So are you telling me that the slaves the whole time they were like, as soon as we're free, we're gonna make this fucking
no,
meat.
They just happened to
You got a bunch of damn white people on some horses in the military that came down here and say, hey, guess what?
Y'all
motherfuckers free. What you did yesterday, you ain't got to do today. And them motherfuckers was like, you for real?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Shit, okay. I'm finna cook this
Let me go see. Let's see. And they fired that shit up. And motherfucker, they was like, bitch, Massa ain't do nothing.
Barbecue.
So Massa ain't Massa no more.
That's right.
Motherfucker, we's free.
Yes, boy, you can't cook that what? Shit.
Bitch,
yes, I can.
God damn it, we can make pork chops and bacon. Motherfucker, we ain't got to eat chitlins no more.
Great story.
Shit. Well, that's how that shit went story. Down.
Motherfuckers.
And that would be basically my take on the origin of a barbecue.
There you go.
That works for me. Guys, you killed it. Thank you so much. Rio always takes like a minute to get warmed up, man. But once Rio starts going, he'll tell you the origin of fucking barbecue, man. He'll get fucking into it. Craig.
Great story.
Craig, thank you. When you guys figure out who the NBA wants in the finals, let me know.
I will.
So I can put some money on that.
I have a picture of it closer to my birthday.
When's your birthday?
June 13th.
Okay, so we'll be
in the finals right around.
Anybody that's, you know, wants to come by and bring Rio a present, come on and let's do it.
It was Bubba's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Bubba.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Bubba.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think 58.
Sweet.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what's sweet. Up. We got to do something. What are we going to do for his birthday?
Well, it's,
what is he doing for his birthday?
He's probably fucking. I mean, he gets a lot of presents and stuff like that. You
he's
know.
Fucking.
He's probably fucking, yeah.
Hey, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope
great
I'm
thing.
Fucking on my birthday.
I know that's right.
Yeah, he's fucking. So
that's
he's
one
good.
Of the days where, you know, husbands get some.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like the only guaranteed day.
That's the he's only not like, a guaranteed husband. Day.
That he's not, but he might as well be with her.
Oh, okay.
She's a hell of a woman, though.
That's what's up.
You got to be a hell of a woman to be with somebody like one of us, you know, like us.
Yeah, no, she's a great woman.
That's what's
yeah.
up.
All
That's
right.
what's up.
Guys.
One love, everybody.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you, my man.
Appreciate it, Seth.
Oh, man. Sweet. Gay pilgrims and barbecue orange.
Gay pilgrims.
Gay pilgrims. Yeah, I know people are going to love that one.
They're going to love that.
Like, they're going to love that one.
I don't even know what the pilgrims look like.
No, you're getting your own film.
Oh, yeah, okay. We video this.
Yeah.
We started videotaping this.
Videotaping each one of these sessions.
We have plenty of footage for you.